Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 7th chapter, text number 51 and 52, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 8, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Everyone, so in the previous verse, it is described, Bhagavan Devaki Sutra. Bhagavan Krishna Devaki Sutra. Still, people may doubt that Krishna, being Devaki Sutra, how he can become the Supreme Personality of God. Because sometimes very powerful person is also called Bhagavan. So, such persons have very confidence in Vishnu. Vishnu is Chaturbhuja. Therefore, here in this verse, Krishna is confirmed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead by adding this word, Chaturbhuja. Don't doubt, because Krishna has appeared with two hands, that does not mean he is not Bhagavan, he is Chaturbhuja, to confirm it. Actually, sometimes it is said that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu. But actually, Vishnu is incarnation of Krishna. Aham Adihi Devana, that is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu also one of the devas, first principle devas. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Brahma, Lord Vishnu, and Lord Shiva. Gunavata. Vishnu expanding himself in three avatars. Satagun, he takes charge himself. Satagun. Rajagun, it is given to Brahma in charge. And Tamagun is given to the Lord Shiva. Srishti, Sthiti, Pralaya. Srishti, creation, is done by Brahma, Rajagun. And Sthiti, maintenance, is done by Vishnu. And destruction is done by Lord Shiva, Tamagun. He is not Tamagun, in charge of Tamagun. Just like somebody becomes a superintendent of jail, it does not mean that the superintendent is also one of the prisoners. No. He is in charge of the jail department. Similarly, Lord Shiva, he is not in Tamagun, he is transcendental. He is almost Vishnu. He is neither ordinary human being. Lord Shiva is in between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. So how he can be in the Tamagun? Nobody is. They are all transcendental, especially Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu has nothing to do with these material affairs, as a big man, a rich man, has nothing to do personally, but he gets things done by his assistant, by his servant. It is like that. In the Vedas also, Upanishad, it is said, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyati. Lord Vishnu has nothing to do personally. Natasya kajam karunancha vidyate natasya sama adhikasya drishyate. Nobody is equal to him, neither nobody is greater than him. Everyone is below. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is asama urdhva. Nobody is equal, nobody is higher. To consider equal to Vishnu Tattva is aparad, offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned this offense very strictly. Prakita koriya mane Vishnu kale var, aparad nahi ar iharupa. If somebody thinks Vishnu as one of the product of this material world, prakita. Prakita boliya mane Vishnu kale var, aparad nahi ar iharupa. Mayavadi philosophers, they adduce that Vishnu's body is, Vishnu comes, appears, he accepts a material body. That is condemned by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita. Abhijananti mana murha, manasim tanumas. He does not accept any material body. Tadātmānam śrījāmaham ātmamāyaya sambhavāmi ātmamāyaya. That is material hell, ātmamāyaya, śrī-śakti. So, Krishna, there is no difference between Krishna's soul and Krishna's body. Just like we have God. We are different from this body. And Krishna is not different from the body. He does not change his body, although he assumes several avatars, but he does not change his body. Advaita, achyuta, achyuta, not different from the original personification, identification. Advaita, achyuta, anadi, anantarupam, although he assumes in so many varieties of Vishnu Tattva, still Advaita, Achyuti, Anadi, Anantaru, Adyam, Purana Purusam, Namajo Vanam. Therefore, Vishnu Tattva is never looks like old man, Namajo Vanam, always young. Krishna, always young. So, in order to confirm Krishna's position, here it is not Devaki Sutta, because one may doubt that Devaki Sutta is ordinary human being or living being. No. Here it is said Chaturbhuja. Here it is said Bhagavan. Here it is said Chaturbhuja. So we should always remember that Krishna is the supreme being. And Krishna says, Matta parataram nanya. Matta, don't think that above Krishna there is any other higher authority, either Brahma or Paramatma or Vishnu. So many absolute truth is manifested in so many features, but Krishna is the original. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. Iti Changsakala Pumsa. Krishna su Bhagavan Swayam. It is summarized in the Srimad Bhagavatam that there are so many descriptions of the incarnation of Vishnu. But at the end, Vasudeva concludes that whatever incarnations are described here, they are Amsha Kala. Amsha means direct expansion and Kala means expansion of the expansion. That's like Krishna. The first expansion is Balaram, Baladev. The next expansion is Sankarsan, Vasudeva, Anuruddha, Pradyumna. The next expansion is Narayana. The next expansion again, second Chaturbhuva. Sankarsan again, Ditya Chaturbhuva. And the next expansion, Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Next expansion, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. The next expansion is Kirodakshaya Vishnu. In this way, there are different expansions. But Krishna su Bhagavan Sam. Adyam Purusam Sasakam. Krishna is the original. Therefore Krishna says, Matta Prataram Nanda. I am not expansion of him. Sarva Karana Karana. Ishara Parama Krishna. We are all Isharas, controller. Vishnu Tattva is controller, all is. Mayadhaksena Prakriti Suyate Isha Charasanam. Everywhere, Vishnu is the supreme controller. So, every Vishnu Tattva is controller. There is no doubt. And they have got equal power. Not that Lord Ramchandra is less powerful than Krishna. No. They have equal power. The example is described in the Brahma Sanghita. Dipachari was dasantaram abhupit. Just like one candle. You ignite another candle. You ignite another, another, another. But all these candles, they are equally powerful. Although you can say this is first candle, this is second candle, this is third candle. Similarly, Vishnu Tattva, everyone is equally powerful. Although Krishna is first, Balaram is second, Sankarsan is third, like that. But they do not think they are less powerful. No. Vishnu Tattva means they are equally powerful. Shams, Ramadi Murti Sukala Niyamena Tishthan. Kala. Rama is expansion of Vishnu, but it is not that Rama is less powerful than Krishna. Nobody is less powerful. Ramadi Muttisi Kala Niyamena Tishthan Nana Avatara Makarad Bhuvani Sukintu. There are so many avatars. Krishna Sayam Samabhavat Paramapumana. But Krishna is the Paramapuma, the Supreme Being, the Supreme Person. And the Krishna Su Bhagavan Sayam. Everywhere, Ishara Parama Krishna. Satyananda Vigraha, Matta Paratanam Nanya. This is the conclusion of the Shastra. So don't consider that Krishna, because he has come, appeared in Vrindavan like a cowherd boy, never think, of course in Vrindavan Vasi, they do not know what is Krishna. They are villagers. They do not know. But they do not love anyone more than Krishna. That is their qualification. They do not know even Vishnu. When the gopis saw Vishnu Murti, Krishna assumed the Vishnu Murti, they are passing, they said, oh, here is Vishnu, all right, namaskar. They are not interested even in Vishnu. They are interested in Krishna. Although they do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, if without knowing what is Krishna, if you simply become attached to Krishna, then your life is successful. Simply you have to, this is Krishna consciousness movement, somehow or other, you increase your attachment for Krishna. Somehow or other. Jena Dena Prakarena Manak Krishna Nibhisaya. This is Rupa Goswami's instruction. Somehow or other, you become attached to Krishna. Then your life is successful. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to induce people how to become attached to Krishna. That is bhakti yoga. Jena tena prakarena mana Krishna nivesha. Then vidhi nisedha. There are so many rules and regulations for bhakti yoga. Yes, there are. And Rupa Goswami says, sarve vidhi nisedha su ritayo reva kinkara. Samaya radhari, if you become attached to Krishna, then all the vidhis and regulative principles and rules and regulations, they will act as your servant. Then automatically, really. Because as soon as you become attached to Krishna, Krishna says, kipram bhavati dharma atma. Kipram bhavati dharma. Sasat shanti nigacchati, kondeya pratijani, nami bhakta pranas. Hipram, very soon. Apide sudurachara, bhajate mamanannabha, sadhuri vasam. Don't think that these Europeans and Americans, they are mlechas and jamas. That is aparad, offense, because they are sadhu. They do not know. They have accepted Krishna without any hodgepodge understanding. That this is also good, this is also good, this is also good. They are strictly following the instruction of their spiritual master, Krishna Tu Bhagavan. Even a small child in our association, Shyam Sundar's daughter, she would go to somebody. She was only 5 years old. She would ask, do you know Krishna? So somebody said, no, I do not. Oh, Supreme Personality. She was pleased like that. So they are convinced, Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. This conviction is the foremost quality. Then other things will fall. Sarve vidhi nisedasu ritayo reva kinkara. If one is simply convinced on this point that Krishna su Bhagavan Sam, and it does like that, follows this principle that Krishna ika saram, atrasam shari, vannasam dharma. Krishna ika saram, there is one, mamekam saranam. So do that. Stick to this principle that Krishna is the Supreme Personality Godhead, Truth, and Krishna is all pervading, maya tatam idam sadmam. Krishna is everywhere. Jagat abhakta murtina disabhakta. The Krishna's potency is everywhere. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they do not see anything else than Krishna. Everywhere he sees Krishna. And that is a fact. Krishna also teaches that I am here. If you cannot conceive that Krishna is everywhere present, the Krishna personally gives you instruction. Here I am. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. Everyone is drinking water at least 4 times, 5 times. So at the time of drinking water or drinking anything, if you remember Krishna, then you become purified. Maya sakta, mana prata, that is yoga, bhakti yoga. If you practice only this, whatever you drink something for some taste. So either you drink sarbat or water or milk or even wine, because the Europeans, Americans, they are accustomed to drink wine. But if they follow this instruction of Krishna, that this taste is Krishna, then he remembers Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. As soon as he brings Krishna in his mind, he becomes a bhakta. So easy. Anyone can become Krishna Bhakta if he follows the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. There is no limitation. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. This is the simple process. Rasoham mapsukantya prabhatmi sasusurja. This is for ordinary class of men. But if you think that you are very advanced in learning in Vedic literature and Vedic mantras, Krishna says, Pranava sarvavidishu. That pranamkara, Om tat Vishnu paramam pranam sadaha pasyanti. That pranava is Krishna. Pranava sarvavidishu. So either you become a highly learned scholar in Vedic literature, or you are simply an ordinary person, you can think of Krishna and you become successful in your life. There is no difficulty. Rasovamsagan, if you are an ordinary person, every person drinks water or drinks something, let him immediately think of, as soon as he tastes, here is Krishna. Punnaganda prasibhyant, a flower, a rose flower, very fragrant. That soon as you smell, you can remember Krishna. This smell is Krishna. Actually, that is Krishna. You cannot create that smell. It is Krishna. Krishna's art. That punnaganda prasibhyanta, that gandha, that smell, flavor is within the art. Where from the rose is coming? From this art. But it states, the rose is so fragrant. You cannot take out the fragrance from the earth. Everything is there. Sarva kama duha mahi. Everything is within the earth. But you cannot take out. It is Krishna. Parasa shakti vividhaiva sriyate sadha vikijnana valakriya. He has got this power to exact, to extract punnagandha through the rose flower. You have no. You may be very big chemist, but you cannot do that. So in this way, if you study Krishna, if you become Krishna conscious, then your life is successful. That we are teaching. This is Krishna consciousness movement, and these shastras will help you. But even if you do not read shastra, if you always remember Krishna, impression of Krishna. The temple is made for layman. If no man chants, if he sees daily Krishna here, then he gets impression. He can think of Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta. Therefore the temple is there. Everyone should come every day, every morning, or as many times as possible, and take the impression of Krishna and keep it within your core of heart. Thank you very much.